On December 21, 2024, 49-year-old black grandmother Nikki Sledge was enjoying a movie with her grandson when police arrested her for elder abuse. She had no criminal record and was innocent, yet deputies took her into custody right there in front of her grandchild. This was a case of stunning mistaken identity that exposed deep systemic racism against black women within the justice system. The actual warrant was for a 43-year-old white woman named Nikki Sledge from Covington, Kentucky, accused of neglecting an elderly man and making unauthorized purchases. Despite clear photographs in the case file showing the actual suspect was white, police ignored basic verification methods like fingerprints or date of birth. Nikki Sledge spent 3 days behind bars, enduring two strip searches, first at Rockdale County Jail, then again at Cherokee County Detention Center. Her attorney publicly stated that her freedom was taken away because someone simply did not do their job. This isn't an isolated incident. This pattern of failure repeats itself across America, particularly affecting black women. In 2021, Bethany Farber spent 13 days in jail after being mistakenly arrested at Los Angeles International Airport for a warrant in Texas, a state she had never visited. Her grandmother later suffered a stress-induced stroke and died, an outcome Farber attributes directly to the incident. In 2023, 8 months pregnant Portia Woodruff was arrested in Detroit for carjacking based on faulty facial recognition software that misidentified her. The software failed to distinguish her from the actual suspect, despite visible differences like the absence of tattoos on Woodruff. All 6 known wrongful arrests in the U.S. based on facial recognition technology errors have involved black individuals, with 3 occurring in Detroit alone. This systemic issue has deep historical roots, tracing back centuries to the post-slavery era. After slavery ended in 1865, southern states created black codes that criminalized black people for acts like vagrancy and poverty, leading to mass arrests and forced labor. By the 1920s, police violence against black women, including brutal third-degree interrogations, was rampant in places like Harlem. The 1960s and 70s saw the war on drugs weaponized against black communities, with police conducting no-knock raids and routine strip searches on black women. Today, biased facial recognition technology automates this discrimination, performing worst on black faces, because algorithms were primarily built using images of white faces. Nikki Sledge's charges were dismissed, but the arrest record lingers, haunting her life and potential opportunities. This system, built on centuries of anti-black racism, demands fundamental transformation, not just individual lawsuits. View the full in-depth story at AfricanElements.org to understand the profound implications of these systemic failures.